She's in college.
Yes.
It's hard to believe.
So who all makes up?
Wow. So just Jack. That'll be a while.
That is, well, that's much my first one's in college.
What is this called?
Okay. The depository and investment.
10th grade.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack's just 12.
Community. Yeah.
Yeah, and all we're really doing is just kind of, we get a report from Jennifer, how we did, and then the banks that we're using. This time we actually have to, a small resolution because we've got different names on depositories.
Uh-huh.
Take certain people off and certain people back on. That's really good. It's just overseeing our abiding by our minimum reserve requirements, how our investments did, who we invest them with, how we do that. Do we? Do we give them to FTX? And we're going to put them all in crypto next year.
No, please, that's not going to be crypto.
But no, I guess, I can't remember who calls this to order, but if you guys are ready, we can turn everything on.
I think the commissioner is the chairman of this body.
Yeah, wow. Well then, let's call this meeting to order. First matter of business is the approval of minutes, April 18.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I was absent.
I was not here.
You can read them. We don't have a quorum or a majority to agree.
Interesting.
Well, the two members of this body that were not here, I believe, can make the decision based on the affirmation of the commission of the member of this body that was here, Mr. Dobler, that the minutes are accurate, and make the vote on that basis.
I like that. I will second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Report on implementation of prior year's recommendations.
Usually report the prior implementations, but there were no recommendations last year other than we keep doing what we're doing, and that's what we're going to discuss in the information that I have. So I'll leave it on there so that way we know we've addressed it if there were some. So I think moving on to new business would be the administration of the investment policy, and after this meeting there'll be a checklist that you guys will receive, but we're going to discuss what we did through the year, the results, and the operations. So looking, start off, I think, is this your first page you're seeing? Oh, that one, okay. Good, that's what I wanted to start on, is the one you're on. The one you're on is the right one. Sorry, I printed these in a hurry. This form that you see right here, the total funds is water and sewer. For water department, as of December 31st, we had about 21.7 million of water funds available. And in sewer, we had 24.3 million combined of almost 46 million of funds. So the utility is doing very well financially in that regard. You can see that most of our money are in CD and CDARS, with water having 15.2 million and sewer having 18 million. Last year's minimum reserves were calculated to be 12.6 for water and 11.7 for sewer, and we finished the year well above those minimums, with an excess of 9 million in water and 12.6 million in sewer. Behind these sheets here are a breakdown of the summary page. So if you wanted to see, for example, our interest bearing and checking accounts, you would go to the Arvest and First National page, and you can see how much is in Arvest and how much is in First National Bank by bank rather than by bank. So keeping about 10 million in interest-bearing checking, 33 million in CDs and CDARS, and our Simmons Trust, which is where we collect our new customer access and impact fees, but 1.7 million in there, and then our debt service is only got about 400,000 in there. Wanted to report on the operations of CDs, because you can see that's the majority of our money is being placed. It is a very safe investment, being a government utility. However, I'm pleased to report, and I'm sure it's no surprise to you, that interest rates are beginning to increase to pre-pandemic levels. Ran an analysis The rates are now back up to 2019 rates that we were getting. So last year, I believe, our average interest rate was a combined 0.24. This year, we're up to 1.88, but that's because we ladder our CDs at different maturities. My most recent rate I just got today was 4.95. So doing a lot better. Our interest income last year, we had about $130,000 the year prior, ending in 21. The calendar year ending in 22, we already had $338,000. So you can imagine what next year's going to look like.
Did you say 4.95? Is it what?
1 year, $1 million CD is what the rate I just got. So significant improvement when I was literally getting quotes for 0.25 last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes a big difference and it helps offset some of the other loss revenues with the software implementation that we're having right now.
Our average CD term is 1 year.
Yeah, we can do anywhere, when I get into the other, we can do short term, medium term, or long term. We do have to keep a set number of short term reserves. I keep a couple in medium term. I don't usually go out too far because, as you know, interest rates are just so subject to change. I might consider doing that more now that they're at 5%, versus, you know, when they were at a 0.25%, you sure hope they could stay that way for 5 years. So most of our CDs are 1 year CDs. We do have a few that are 2 year CDs. So, and that is our CD rate. Our interest rates and our checking accounts are also increasing. And so we were earning 0.3 on those and now we're getting 1.85. So that's pretty good for a checking account. And then moving on to this page right here, this column, 2023 has our new proposed minimum reserve. So each year, we reassess based on the prior operating expenses, debt service, and depreciation, like how much money do we need to stay operational. So we take the approach of, if we had a catastrophe and we had no revenues for 1 year, could we keep operating? You know, say there's a massive tornado that just wipes out everything, you know, we don't charge, you know, just worst case scenario. So we take the prior year operating expenses per our audit, and what would the money we need to pay our debt. So can we pay our expenses and can we pay our debt? And that's the money we need to have for our minimum reserves currently. So for 2023, we're saying that's $12,936,000. Short term, so what we need right now would be $9.8 million, and that just takes off the non-cash expense of depreciation. And then sewer would be $12.8 million, and short term would be $7.8 million. That did increase slightly from the prior years, a little, but expenses have gone up. This is, again, this is no surprise to anyone, but nothing drastic. I mean, I think water has increased about less than $300,000 from the prior year minimum, and sewer has increased a little bit more by $1 million. So, and then the following pages just support where our monies are. I won't get into too much detail, but basically we have to keep so much in short term. And then so much of our minimum. And right now we're at 8.7 above our new proposed minimum and 11.5 above our sewer new proposed minimum. We are working on the new year budget now, a little month early due to my leave. So I'll see what that capital, those capital plans look like. I know pollution control has some significant expenses that we have some funding available for, and see what other capital things are coming in the pipe. So that's all I have for you on the administration of the investment policy. Just a review, which was a lot of information very quickly. I understand that. So if you have questions or just need to digest, let me know. But just how we did last year, what are our new minimum reserves going to be, and why, and if you have questions or recommendations on any changes.
I don't have any recommendations or changes.
I like
it. It's good. Nice month of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Okay. I guess we can move on to the second item, and this was a resolution.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Jennifer just wanted to sign off on the.
Oh, yes, sorry. Approve the new minimum reserves and the report I just issued, and then after the meeting, you can sign a physical resolution. Sorry, thank you. Approve the new minimum reserves, which are on this page for reference.
We would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the new minimum reserves, the proposed minimum reserves for 2023 as shown.
I'll second that motion.
Got a first and a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Very good.
Okay, item number two, this is actually a recommendation for the commission for a resolution. So it's time for us to update our authorized signers on our bank accounts. We try not to do it too often because Casey knows it's kind of a pain because we have to get physical signature cards. But basically, it's who is authorized to sign checks on behalf of Rogers Water. And you can see on page two of the resolution, the list of people that would be authorized. The changes that we are asking from current to new would be the addition of Dana Daniel. He plans to help the approval process for accounts payable and payroll in my absence, as well as the addition of Peter Farmer in replacement of Mike Watkins, and then also the removal of Janae Huffman Gilreys, as she is no longer an RW employee. Otherwise, all other personnel or staff remain the same. And this would apply to any of accounts we do the signature cards. And so I'm asking for you to make a recommendation to the commission for this resolution as chairman at the commission meeting.
Cool.
I think you have to say that you're
going to
make a recommendation.
I'm going to make a. Is there a formal motion or anything?
No, I mean, the chairman of this body should formally make a recommendation to approve this resolution.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 23-03, a resolution designating authorized signatures or signatories for depositories for the Rogers Water Works and Sewer Commission and the Rogers Water Utilities and for other purposes.
I second that.
I have a motion and second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right.
And then thirdly, designation of banks and banking institutions. Just to give you a little backstory before we get to the list on the final pages, we did solicit for any banks to be on our approved list of CDs, which would be a bank, if they were interested, would be on our list as depositories. I had a bank express interest. I explained when we bid, no one else bid. So we had no new bids. And so I would like to continue. This is our current list, and we're asking for approval to keep these as our current list of approved depositories. I believe they are on the state list of accepted depositories. Arvest, First Western, First National Bank of Fort Smith, which is also known as First National Bank of Northwest Arkansas, Simmons Bank, Regions Bank, and Bank OZK. How that CD process works, since we have like 40 CDs a year, prepare an invitation for bid documents, send it out to this approved list. They all come back to me in an email, and then I opened a sealed bid email at a designated time and pick the highest bid. Usually the highest bid, unless there's a legitimate business reason not to pick the highest bid, like I don't have enough money in the O&M to swing three CD placements, you know, that kind of thing. Permission to approve these six banks as our current RW depositories.
I'll make a motion to approve these six banks for the RW depositories.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right.
And that is all. Oh, I did want to mention that I did, we do have some ANRC funding for the plant pollution control project that we plan to start later this fall. That will change our sewer debt service, which could change our minimum reserves next year somewhat. Now, I don't know how significant because I don't have a debt service schedule yet, but that could change that. So cool. I just wanted to let you guys know.
Very good. Well, with that, we will adjourn.